Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in the studio today is Dorothy Silvanik, who is the co-owner of Home Care Assistance. Kind of a new way of taking care of mom and dad and grandparents. And boy, you found your way here in a kind of an interesting way. I love your backstory. Let's talk about that a little bit. Dorothy, welcome to the Business Connection.
Thanks, Ted.
About you and how you found your way into this business.
Well, my husband, Mark, and I are both retired from the Air Force. He spent 20 years and I spent 25. And we were really looking to come back to the Colorado Springs area. It's our favorite place. And have an opportunity to continue to serve after that Air Force service.
It's kind of interesting. It's something that recently came to light for me, and I don't know why it didn't come sooner, is that so many people leave the service with a servant heart.
Maybe we came onto the service with a servant heart, but the home care business is certainly a place where we can put that to good use, taking care of seniors, helping them live well at home, and really thrive throughout their life, even if they have some challenges, physical or cognitive. Most seniors still want to have a very active, meaningful life.
Now, you talked to me a little bit about when you were overseas and looking for some home care assistance and a real struggle.
It was. My husband's grandparents were in Florida and needed some help, and trying to find some help for them from afar was very difficult. You don't know who to call. You don't know what to ask. You don't know who you can trust. And that's really what led us into the opportunity to serve the seniors of El Paso County by providing that highly trustworthy option.
And Home Care Assistance has a really interesting and admirable approach. You are all about the whole person's quality of life. And that is a whole person quality of life focused care, as you say.
That's right. A lot of companies really focus on what I'll call the activities of daily living, helping somebody with a bath, helping them with toileting, those kinds of things. But our approach is to help a senior thrive, not just survive. So addressing a good diet, physical exercise, which is really the key to both mental and physical health as we age. Cognitive exercise, doing something to keep our brain active. Your mom might have told you, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And that certainly is true as people age with their cognitive health. Also, socialization. So many seniors end up being isolated, maybe because they've lost the ability to drive, maybe because their spouse has passed away and now they're living at home alone. But socialization is key to emotional and mental health. And then finally, having a purpose in life. One of the things that many people want to do when they work with older folks is go in and do things. Here, sit down while I take care of everything for you. That really takes a dignity away from the senior, and it treats them as if they are incapable of contributing to their own well-being. And we think that's wrong. Seniors want to contribute, even if it's folding the laundry versus carrying the heavy laundry basket. They still want to take care of themselves.
Yeah, and, you know, my own parents, I've been through some of this. In my dad's case, I learned fairly early on, because he started to become isolated, that he needed contact with family. That can produce a physiological change for the worse or for the better. If you don't have it, it can be a problem. Your health can decline. If you do have contact, regular contact with people in person, and there is some physicality to that, whatever form that takes, that can actually help a senior.
Yes, it can. And sometimes it's the caregiver that provides that social contact. Sometimes the caregiver enables the senior to stay connected with their peers, whether it's taking them to church, whether it's taking them to a club meeting, Kiwanis, whatever it may be. The caregiver can help the senior to maintain that social connection.
So you are all about what I think best describe, at least from my standpoint, as a holistic approach.
That's
you're looking
right.
at the whole person, as you say.
That's right.
As that attaches to their quality of life, and that is how your care is focused.
That's correct. We really see how seniors thrive. People who have been isolated are healthier, happier, and more active by having that whole person approach. And instead of sitting around waiting for it to be their time, they are continuing to live life to its fullest. And that's really satisfying to our caregivers. They find it just they're caring, loving people to begin with, or they wouldn't be in the business. But the opportunity to help somebody improve their life and thrive is very valuable to them.
Okay, so walk me through the experience working with home care assistants. I make that first call, and I've got somebody aging. That is my challenge. It's my pain. How are you helping me through that?
Well, I think we're really the experts in helping address the problems, find out where the challenges are, build a team approach. Oftentimes, the family wants to be involved in their parents' care, but they don't have the time to be there 24 hours a day, and so a caregiver can help be part of that team and enable the family to really have a family relationship instead of a caregiver relationship all the time.
The family involved is a hugely important thing.
Yes, yes. You know, but oftentimes a parent-child relationship doesn't sit real well if the child is having to help mom and dad with some personal things, whether it's bathing, mm-hmm. using the toilet, those kinds of things, and they're a little uncomfortable with that. They would rather help with meal prep, running errands, the socialization, and let a caregiver take some of those other activities.
Let's talk about your staff a little bit. How are they qualified? How do you screen them? How do you prepare both my aging parent, me, and your staff member to all work together?
Well, let me start by saying that our philosophy is that we have two customers. Clients are customers, but caregivers are customers also. And that's a bit of a different approach from some of the agencies that are just more staffing and plug a person wherever they have a hole. We look to match a caregiver's skills, personality, and interest with what the client needs. We are looking for caregivers that have at least 2 years of experience. It may be professional experience working in a facility or working for a company, or it could be taking care of family members. We are a drug-free agency, which means we do drug tests, and that does include marijuana. We do not employ people who are under the influence or use drugs. We also do background and reference checks. And I think you would find that most of our caregivers really like working for a company that sets a high standard, and then the caregivers feel like they're meeting that standard and they're doing more, and it's very satisfying to them.
So you will sit with family member, you'll sit with the person your caregiver is going to be serving and supporting, and there's a long chat, I imagine, as you're getting started, so that you get to know each other.
That's right.
Make sure everybody is compatible. You kind of have a sense for the lay of the relationship land as well, and then you can begin to craft your approach to their care from there.
That's right. We do a complimentary consultation with the senior themselves, with their family members, to really look at the person's needs, from getting up in the morning to going to bed at night. How are they eating, exercising, getting out and being social? We talk about the challenges there and how the family can be part of it. And then we look for the caregiver who really has the ability to click with a client and create a very meaningful relationship for both of them.
So I think the takeaway here then is, if you have somebody in your world, a parent, grandparent, somebody who is elderly, and you are even starting to think about this, the thing to do is call home care assistance and have the conversation. It will not cost you money to do that. You'll want to come and sit. You want to talk. And then you can identify what the timing needs to be. It could be now. It could be maybe we need 6 or 12 months, but you stay in touch along the way.
Exactly. That helps people really plan for the future.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I would just like to say is, if people have a long-term care policy, having a review and someone like myself tell them what it means to use it. The other thing that we find is, for the amount of time we've been in business, we have never had anyone use up their entire long-term care policy. And again, that's because people either don't understand the terms or they've waited too long and they can't get the money out of the investment that they've made for many, many years.
Uh-huh.
So please call us, and we're happy to do that long-term care review to help you plan for the future.
Learn more at homecareassistanceCSprings.com. That's homecareassistanceCSprings.com. Dorothy Sylvanik, co-owner of Home Care Assistance of El Paso County. What is the number for us to call you?
It's 719-822-1229.
Dorothy, thank you so much for all you do to keep our seniors aging in place and comfortable.
Thank you.
That's it for this edition of the KRDO's Business Connection. I'm Ted Robertson. Business Connection airs Sunday mornings at 7 here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. And if you missed an installment or if you want to go back and listen to them again, they're available by podcast at KRDO.com. Click on radio and select podcast.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.